All right, today's daf is Shavuos Daf Dalid. We left off on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We got to, where are we? Do you remember where we got to yesterday? So we were discussing the following. We wanted to find where is the Stam Mishnah, meaning we said that we asked the Stira, just a little background over here. We asked the Stira, Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Yochanan. We said that the only way that we can explain our Mishnah is by saying that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel holds Alav She'in Bo Maisa Lokin Alav, meaning that's how we could explain that if a person takes that you could have Shvuah Shtayim Shehein Arba, that a person takes a Shvuah that he's going to eat and then he doesn't eat, that he's going to get Malkus for that. So we said, how could you get Malkus for not eating? Not eating is Ein Bo Maisa. So he said, yeah, Rabbi Shmuel Masol, that Alav She'in Bo Maisa, you do get Malkus for. So the Gemara asked, but wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin's like a Stam Mishnah, so he should Paskin like our Mishnah, yet we find that Rabbi Yochanan Paskin's Alav She'in Bo Maisa ain't Lokin Alav. So it's a Stira, Rabbi Yochanan, on Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara said, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan Paskin's Alav She'in Bo Maisa ain't Lokin Alav, because there's another Stam Mishnah that goes against our Stam Mishnah. So even though Rabbi Yochanan Paskin's like a Stam Mishnah, when you have contradictory Stam Mishnahs, it must be that he's going like the other Stam Mishnah. So there must be another Stam Mishnah out there that he holds like, that holds Alav She'in Bo Maisa Ain Lokin Alav, against our Mishnah that holds Lav She'in Bo Maisa Kain Lokin Alav, that yes, we are Loka on Lav She'in Bo Maisa. So the Gemara was challenged to find where is that Stam Mishnah? Where do you have a Stam Mishnah that says something like that? So the Gemara's first suggestion was the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim, where the Mishnah talks about someone leaving over some meat from his Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah said, if you leave over meat from your kosher Korban, from your Tahor Korban Pesach, or if you break a bone in your Tamei Korban Pesach, you don't get Malkus. So we said, why is it when you leave meat over in your Tahor Korban Pesach, you don't get Malkus? Must be because Lav She'in Bo Maisa, Lav She'in Bo Maisa in Lokin Alav. So you see that that's a Stam Mishnah that holds Lav She'in Bo Maisa in Lokin Alav. But the Gemara said, nah, how do you know that has anything to do with Lav She'in Bo Maisa? Maybe that's because it's a Lav Anita Klase. That's why in Lokin Alav, nothing to do with Lav She'in Bo Maisa. So rather the Gemara says now, this is where we left off, two lines from the bottom of the page, Ella Haistama. Rather, what's the source of Rabbi Yochanan? Where does he have a Stam Mishnah that holds Lav She'in Bo Maisa Ain Lokin Alav? Ella Haistama Ashkach. This is the Stam Mishnah that he found. Shavuah Shelo Ochel Kikarzu, Shavuah Shelo Ochlena. This is a Mishnah that's going to come up later on in this Masechta, on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Mishnah is going to talk about a Shavuah that a person takes that he's not going to eat Kikarzu, that he's not going to eat this Kikar. Shavuah Shelo Ochlena, or Shavuah that he will not eat it. So it's a double Shavuah Va'achla, and then he eats it. So he took two Shavuahs not to eat this Kikar, and then he goes out and he eats it. Einol Chayev Ela Achas. He's only Chayev once, because once he already took the first Shavuah, it already became Aser. When he went ahead and took the second Shavuah, so that's a Shavuah, L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah. And the Mishnah says, it's Mishnah Chav Zayin rather than Chav Aleph, that Nishma L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah, it's quoted on Chav Aleph, but the Mishnah appears on Chav Zayin, that Nishma L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah V'lo Kiyem, Patam Yishvos Karban, that the Chi of Karban for a Shavuah is only when it's a Shavuah on a Dvarashus, but when it's a Shavuah on a Mitzvah, something that you're already Mitzvah, in, so then you're not going to be chayiv another karban. So because you're mishvav yomin mehar Sinai, let's say. So if you take a single shvuah on this kikar, by the time you take the second shvuah, you're already bound by the first shvuah. So now it's already become a dvar mitzvah. It's no longer a dvar arishus. Good. Requirements. I mean that you're obligated to do. Yeah, anything you're obligated to do that you're bound by the Torah to do. Commanded, right? Might be, might not be, but it could be that it is. It could be it's a mitzvah. It's one of the entire mitzvahs. Take a shvuah, but yeah. So yeah, it is. But exactly under what circumstances it's good. Once what circumstances it's not okay is subject to a lot of discussion. But yeah, but in its essence, it's a good thing. But even without that, it is a mitzvah. It's something that you could, anything, once you take a shvuah, it's a mitzvah to abide by it. That's for sure. meaning you're absolutely required. Mitzvah means a commandment. You're absolutely required and commanded by the Torah to abide by it. So once that becomes a mitzvah, to take another shmur on that is something not going to be chayav.
Right.
So that's, but the right. Problem is you have the issue of shvur shav. You have an issue of shvur, you know, shvur that's not necessary at all. So under what circumstances you're supposed to do it again is subject to discussion. But yeah, but the monayim mitzvah is counted as a mitzvah. So anyway, so if you're only chayiv once, the Mishnah says zui shviyas bitoy shechayav al zdona makos shal shigasa karbon al aviyared, and this is a shvus bitoy when you say that you're going to do something that or that you're not going to do something. You're not going to eat this kikar, and then you eat it, so that you're chayiv if you violated b'shogeg a carbon of yared. If you violated b'mezid, you chayiv malchus. So zui the chayav nals done makos. Aval ochav v'loach alolaki. Sounds like yet if it's this case where you took a shvua that you're not going to eat it. So how did you violate the shvua? By eating it, by doing something actively. If the violation was an active violation, that's where we're going to say you get malchus. But it sounds like if your shvua was not to eat, was to eat, and then you violated the shvua by not eating. So the violation was b'shevi al tasa. The violation was ein bo maisa. So then you're not going to get malchus. So there you have it. The Stam Mishnah that holds a lav shein bo maisa that you don't get malchus. So granted, our Stam Mishnah, our Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos says that shvua shtayim shein arba, and it's talking about malchus, and it says that you're going to get malchus even when you violate b'shevi al tasa, even when it's a lav shein bo Maisa, but there's another Stam Mishnah that says that you get Malkus only when it's Yesh B'Maisa. When it's Ein B'Maisa, you don't get Malkus. So Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like the Stam Mishnah of Chavzayin, and like not like our Stam Mishnah. So Frek the Gemara, well, why would he do that? Michti, Hai Stama V'Hai Stama. They're both Stam Mishnayas. My Chazah David Ki'ai Stama, David Ki'ai Stama. Why would he do like the Stam Mishnah of Chavzayin, not like the Stam Mishnah on Dav Beis? Why would Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like that one, not this one? So Frek the Gemara, Ulatai Meich, the Gemara responds with a question. According to you, Rebbe Gufei, Hechi Sasam Lan Hacha Hachi V'Hacha Hachi. When Rebbe was arranging the Mishnayas, why would he do this? Why would he confuse us? Why would he make a Stam Mishnah on Dav Beis that says Lav Shem B'Maisa Lokin Alav, and a Stam Mishnah on Chav Zayin that Lav Shem B'Maisa Ein Lokin Alav, just to confuse us? Elamei Kara Savar Lav Shem B'Maisa Lokin Alav Asasma. So initially he held the Lav Shem B'Maisa you do get Malkus on, and he made it a Stam Mishnah, right? That was his initial Shita. Vahada Savar Ein Lokin Alav, but then Rebbe changed his mind, and in the end of the day he held that Lav Shem B'Maisa you don't get Malkus on V'Sasma, and therefore he made a Stam Mishnah to reflect that Shita on Daf Chav Zayin. But the first Mishnah was already fluent in people's mouths. People already knew the first Mishnah. It was already an established Mishnah, so he wasn't going to change the first Mishnah. So the first Mishnah reflects what Rebbe held originally. The second Mishnah reflects what Rebbe held at the end of the day. So since it reflects what Rebbe held at the end of the day, that's the one that we're going to paskin like. That's why within a single Masechta, right, this is exactly the idea, that within a single Masechta, we when for instance you have Machlokas V'Achach Stam, you would pass on like the Stam. Within a single Masechta, the Gemara is suggesting you have a Stam V'Achach Stam, you pass on like the second Stam. You have two Stam Mishnayos, the second one came later. That's what we discussed yesterday. From one Masechta to another Masechta, you would never say something like this. Cross Masechtos, you would never say anything like this, because even though the Rebbe arranged the Masechtos in the order that he arranged them, he didn't teach them in the order that they are arranged. And therefore, he could have taught the second Masechta before he taught the first Masechta. But within each Masechta, he started on Daf Beis, and he went till the end. He went with one, obviously he didn't have Dapim, but he started at the beginning with the first parak of the first Mishnah, and he went one after the other. He certainly didn't go out of order within a single Masechta. So that's why the second Stam reflects his real Shita. Now if you take a look at Tosfos, the first skinny line, Vim Tomar, Hechi Daik Mehacha, Delav Shein B'Maisa Ein Lokan Alav. How are we Medaik from this Mishnah on Chav Zayin, that Alav Shein B'Maisa Ein Lokan Alav? Dilma Taim Mishnah Davi Asra Safek. Maybe the reason you don't get Malkus in the case where a guy takes a Shavua that he's going to eat, and then he doesn't eat, is that it's Asra Safek. You're going to give him Asra'a that look, if you don't eat this, then you're going to be in violation of your shvua. If he doesn't eat it right now, he's going to be in violation of his shvua. Maybe he'll eat it 10 minutes from now. Maybe he'll eat it tomorrow. Maybe he'll eat it the next day. Isn't it by definition asra safik? There's no single moment that you can pinpoint that you can go over to him and say, if you don't do it right now, you're in violation of the shavua. So maybe it has nothing to do with avshem u'maisa. It's all because of asra safik. So it says Tosos Yeshlomar the mashmalei. The implication is that he was going to be pater, even if the guy had the loaf of bread in his hand and he was about to throw it into the ocean, where it would be ruined forever and lost forever, and he would never be able to eat it again. So the implication is that you give him asra and you say, look, if you throw that bread into the ocean, that's going to make it that you're never able to fulfill your shvuah that you're supposed to eat that bread. You took a shvuah to eat that bread. If you throw that bread into the ocean, you're going to be in violation of your shvuah. And he goes out and he throws the bread into the ocean. So that's not asra safek. That's a very clear action where he makes it impossible to ever eat the bread again. So that's how we could avoid the issue of asra safek. The implication is that the Mishnah would be talking even b'chi agavna, even in such a case. However, Tosa says, and this is a very difficult line of Tosa to understand, Tosa says, that's also called Hasra Safik, even when he has the loaf of bread and he's about to throw it into the ocean, it's also called Hasra Safik, if you hold like the Shita we learned in Maseches Makos, around Daf Tezvav, Tezayin, around there, Bitlu V'lo Bitlu, that when does a person get Malkus? For a lav anita class A, for a lav that he can fix up later on by doing a mitzvah sasei, if he's mevatel the opportunity to ever do the mitzvah sasei again. So this would also be called asra safik if you hold bitul v'bitul. Why? The chash of asra safik afilu shiber knafeb perek basra demakos. Because even if you break the wings of a bird that you're supposed to send away for shiluach hakan, that would be called hasra asafik. Even if you make it impossible to ever do the mitzvah again, still it would be called hasra asafik. So if you look at the Gilyon Hashas on the side, on the margin of the page over here, Rabbi Kiveger, he says lo zachisi lahavin. I have no idea what Tosus is talking about. Tahasum shas avera halakicha. By the case of Shiluach HaKan, the Avera is at the time that you take the babies without sending the mother away. U'b'shash shibur knafayim, eino Avera. If you broke the mother's wings, you didn't do any Avera yet. Because if you break the mother's wings and you don't take the babies, then you didn't do any Avera. Well, I mean, it's not nice to break the mother's wings, but you didn't do any Avera in terms of Shiluach HaKan. So, Ela de Mevatel Bazet, Tikkun Aseh. What you have done is you've made it, you've guaranteed that you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. V'yishchayev HaMalkos L'mafreya B'shah Shalakach. And therefore, if you go and you take the eggs, so then you're going to be mevata, you're going to be chayv malchus l'mafreya at the time that you take the eggs, because at that time it's impossible to send the mother away. So in that case, I understand that when a guy's about to break the wings of the mother, you can't say, oh, you better not break those wings or else you're going to be chayv. No, I'm not. If I break these wings, I'm not going to be chayv anything. That's not the Avera. The Avera is taking the babies without sending the mother away. What is breaking the mother's wings have anything to do with the baby? Right, so that I understand that that's going to be called asra safek, that I know savera, because right now I'm not even doing anything. I'm not doing the avera. And when you take the baby, then it's asra safek because you don't know if the guy's going to break the wings of the mother or not going to break the wings of the mother. So it's asra safek when you take the baby, assuming that shiluach hakan is a lavanita klaseh, that taking the babies is a lavanita klaseh that could be fixed by putting them back and then sending the mother away. So if you then break the wings, you make it impossible to send the mother away. You've ruined the opportunity to do the mitzvah saseh, and therefore you're in violation of the law. Aval hacha, but in our case, it's totally different. Davera inu al shas shvua, el al shasha over al shvua. But in our case, the avera is not when you're saying the shvua. The avera is when you violate the shvua. The kam belav de lo yitain. The lo yachel. It's an ilosa saying the Torah of lo yachel devaru, that you're not allowed to say something and then not keep your word. The kivin danu danin lechayvo batalosa liyam ledonu belav sheish b'maisa. The ata hu yasa avera the batalosa liyam over al shvua sashen ochlo. When's the moment of the avera in our case? If he's going to take the loaf of bread that he took a shvua that he's going to eat that loaf, and he's going to take that and throw it into the ocean, the moment he throws it into the ocean, he's violated his shvuah, because he's now taken away the opportunity to ever keep the shvuah. It's not like breaking the wings of the mother by Shiluach HaKan. Breaking the wings of the mother Shiluach HaKan is not the Avera. It's not the Maisa Aveira, it's taking the babies that's the Maisa Aveira. Over here, this itself is the Maisa Aveira. Im ken asrohu ata kishamatilo liyam v'lo v'yashra safek. So when you give him the asra prior to him throwing him into the ocean, that's a real asra, that's not an asra safek. So says Rabbi Kivegar, I don't know what else is talking about. How you can compare this to the case of Shulach HaKan? By the Shulach HaKan, at the time of the breaking of the wings, he's not doing the Aveira. And at the time of the taking of the babies, it's the Maisa Aveira, but you still don't yet know if he's going to break the wings or not. So it's asra safek. At the time of the breaking of the wings, is not the Aveira. Over here, at the time that he throws the thing into the ocean, it is in fact the Aveira. There is a fascinating, lengthy discussion in the Mitzvah Eisan, in the back of the Gemara over here, on this issue, and on this Tosos, on this line in Tosos, and he says that perhaps to explain Tosos, it's as follows. Tisvirulhu, dechi agavna lochash of Maisa, kivin sham Maisa ba'atzma, dayin razrik liyam, ein ba'isr klal. What Tosos is saying is, throwing a piece of bread into the ocean is not the Isser. Even if you took a shvur that you're going to eat the piece of bread, not eating the bread is the Isser. Throwing it into the ocean is not the Isser. It guarantees that you're going to violate an Isser, because it guarantees that you're not going to eat the bread, but it's not the Isser itself. So, we don't view a Maisa Shel Heter that automatically is going to definitely lead to an Isser as a Maisa Isser itself. And he says, this is Azli L'Tamayu, this is Tosos L'Shitasam. It's a fascinating comment on the Mitzvah Eisan, because he pretty much puts every, you know, like a dozen famous sugyas in Shas, and he connects them all to this one line in Tosos. Unbelievable comment. He says that which the Gemara is going to say later on, Gabi Shihiyaka Shenitma Ba'azara, D'lo Chashiva Maisa V'lo Laki. Person becomes Tamei, and they're in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? They're already in the Beis HaMikdash. They become Tamei, and they don't run out right away. They hang out for a little bit. So do you get Malkus for that? Is that a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa or a Lav She'en B'Maisa? So sitting still, you don't get Malkus. L'mandi Amar Lav She'en B'Maisa Ein Lokan Alav. According to the sheet of Lav She'en B'Maisa Ein Lokan Alav. It's only Gabe Klayim, person's wearing Shatnas. They discover that they're wearing Shatnas and they don't remove it immediately. You get Malkus or no Malkus? Is it a Lav She'esh B'Maisa or a Lav She'en B'Maisa? So Gabe Klayim, we say that it's considered, that just keeping it on is considered a Maisa. Why? Because by the Klayim, when you first put it on, it was a Maisa. Granted, when you first put it on, you had no idea it was Klayim, but since when you first put it on, it was a Maisa, and now that you know that it's Klayim, it's considered a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. The continuing to wear it right now connects to the Maisa of first putting it on. But when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, you're in the Beis HaMikdash and you realize and you become a Tamei, so walking into the Beis HaMikdash was not an Isser. You didn't do an Isser when you walked into the Beis HaMikdash because you were Tahar when you walked into the Beis HaMikdash. So now you're just standing there. So that's a Lav She'en B'Maisa. So that's that's the Yisod of Tosas. And that's what Tosas writes in Yevamos as well, Legabe wearing a talus without tzitzis. And Rashi says the same thing in terms of the idea of Hachnasas Etzem Yidoni B'Piv, that if there's an Isra of Yidoni, that a person, they would put a bone in their mouth and they would start to talk and they would start telling the future based on a bone that they would put inside of their mouth. So Rashi says that it's not considered a Maisa when you put the bone in your mouth, because at the time that you put the bone in your mouth, it's not speaking. You're not speaking yet. And it's only La'achra Maisa Shubapiv Medabra Etzameilav. It's only after it's in your mouth that the bone begins to speak. So what do you see from all this? That Alma, the lo Omar, the litzrof Maisa shall hechnisa, the heter, li isra shaba achrakach memela below Maisa. We don't connect a Maisa that you do originally beheter to the Isser that automatically comes out of that Maisa. When you put that bone, the etzem yudoni, in your mouth, it's going to talk. But at the time you put it in your mouth, it's a Maisa shel heter. Only when it talks, it's an Isser. Rashi holds you don't connect the two. Tosa says you do. That a Maisa shel heter will connect to an Isser that memel is going to come from it. Right, that's how Tos says it. And he says that's the sheet of the Rambam in Parakeh of Hilchos Malachim by the Isra of living in Mitzrayim, that you don't get Malkus on living in Mitzrayim. Why? Because at the time that you went into Mitzrayim, it was Beheter. You're allowed to visit Mitzrayim. It's only when you decided to stay there that it became Be'isser. So that's Ein Bo Maisa. That's considered Ein Bo Maisa. And that's against, he says, Tosus Maseches Nazir. A person takes a Neder Nazirus and he happens to be in a Beis HaKvaros. Tosfos says that's considered a Maisa when he doesn't leave immediately. Why? Because Tosfos holds that a Maisa done beheter is mitstaref to the Isser that emerges from that Maisa, that's going to come out of that Maisa. Good. So he then connects it to several other sugyas that in Shas. But okay, I see not everyone. Okay, take a look. Mitzvah Esan, beautiful Mitzvah Esan. He connects it to all of Shas. Okay. So the Gemara says, fine. We found a Stam Mishnah that in fact holds that Alav She'in Bo Maisa. That alav she'in bo ma'isa ain lokin alav. So it could be that when that Rabbi Yochanan paskin like that stam mishnah, not our stam mishnah. Now why would he paskin like that when not our stam mishnah? Because it's later, and we know that he would definitely paskin like the later stam mishnah, not the earlier stam mishnah. One very fundamental question that needs to be asked is we suggested before we came to the stam mishnah later in Masechta Shavuos, we suggested another possibility of the stam mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan might be holding like. Right, and that was a Stam Mishnah Maseches Pesachim. Now the Gemara didn't play it out because we said that Stam Mishnah Maseches Pesachim in fact doesn't have anything to do with Lav Shema Maisa. It's really about Lav Anita Klasei. But what was the Havamina? If we were going to suggest the Stam Mishnah Maseches Pesachim, we would have gotten stuck at the next stage anyway. Even if it was about Lav Shema Maisa, we would have gotten stuck at the next stage, namely, just because you have a Stam Mishnah Maseches Pesachim says it's against the Stam Mishnah Maseches Shavuos, why would you pick the Stam Mishnah Maseches Pesachim to be the one that you hold like? When it's two Stam Mishnahs Maseches Shavuos, the Gemara tells you why you would hold like the second one, because it's later. But Stam Mishnah Maseches Pesachim, that wouldn't be the one that you hold like. So the Mitzvah Eisen asks that kasha as well. It says, Kati Tikshi Kide Akshi B'samuch Michti Haistama V'Haistama. They're both Stam Mishnahs. Why would you go Basa the second Stam Mishnah? And you can't give the answer that it comes later, because that only works within a single Masechta. And you also can't say that it's two Stam Mishnahs versus one Stam Mishnah, because Mali Chad Mali Trey, it shouldn't make a difference whether it's one or two. Good, so that's the kasha of the mitzvah, and he suggests two answers. Number one, Yesh Tomer Demikol Makom Shapir Pasuk Deinu Loka, the Kivin Tavei Safek Eze Stama Basra'i, Isla Demezel Chumra. When you have a Stam Mishnah Pesachim and a Stam Mishnah Shavuos to go against each other, which one came later? The answer is we have no idea, right? We don't know. And therefore, which one did Rebbe really paskin like? We don't know. It's a Safek. If you have a Safek, whether someone is Chayiv Malkus or not Chayiv Malkus, what do? Do you whip him just in case? No, you don't give them Malkus, right? When you have a suffix whether someone's chayv Malkus or not, you bedafka don't give them Malkus. So that's what the Gemara would have been suggesting with the Stam Mishnah Pesachim. You're right, it's Stam Mishnah Pesachim against Stam Mishnah here. What do we paskin? Paskin suffix. And the suffix, you wouldn't give them Malkus. So the conclusion, the Maisa would have been that a lav shein bo Maisa ain't lokin lav. Furthermore, the Rabbanan, who argue on Rabbi Yehuda and hold that Alav Shem Maisa ain't lokin love, and so Rabbim against the Yachid, so that's why you would pass like the Stam Mishnah that's ain't lokin love, because we find that it's a machlokas with Tanayim that have names, and the Rabbanon come down on the side that ain't lokin love. So we likely pass like the Stam Mishnah that goes with the Shita of the Rabbanon. Okay, that must have been what the Gemara was initially thinking. So says the Gemara Vayter. Now we are about 10 lines into the page. Dalet Amud Aleph. First one line is Bimai. Bimai Ukimta. So how did we explain our Mishnah? We said Kirabi Yishmael Ula Malkus. We said that our Mishnah is talking about the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael, and it's referring to Malkus when it says Shtayim Shein Arba. It means there are four cases of Shavua that you're going to get Malkus on, that there are two that are really four that you're going to get Malkus on. So, fact the Gemara, if all these Shtayim Shein Arbas are really about Malkus, Marus Negoim, my Malkusika, what are you going to do about Marus Negoim? By the case of Tzara'as, there are no four cases of Tzara'as that you're getting Malkus on. What's it shy to talk about Malkus when it comes to Marus Negoim? So, Tosus points out, by Marus, Dibra Maskal Marus Negoim, Ve'in Lamar Kagonim, Him Hisruba Shalodi Karnes, the Miglish Venichna, so Shalodach Basar Kodesh Va'achal. Don't say that by Marus Negoim you also get Malkus. If you give a guy who has Negat Tzara'as, Hasra'a, they better not go into the base of Migdash and then he goes, or he better not eat Kodesh, and he does, because that's not the case of Maros Negayim, that's in fact the case of Yedios HaTumah. Negat Saras is one type of Tumah, but that's just in the exact case of Yedios HaTumah. Dim Kain, Hainu Yedios HaTumah, Vim Hizr Bosh Lo Likanis, Machna Leviyah, Vinitzna Salafnimi Michitzaso, Ham Perkil Dvarim, Delo Laki. Maybe we're talking about a case where you give him Hasra, don't go into the Machna Leviyah, No, but we paskin you don't get malchus in such a case for going into the machna levia. So what's the malchus by maris negayim? So says the Gemara, there is a malchus. Bekotzit baharto, case of a guy who cuts off his baharis. He cuts off the actual nega of tzara'as. Anytime it says he shomer pen oral, there's always a los asay. And the Torah says he shomer benega tzara'as, that you should be shomer the nega tzara'as. What does it mean to be shomer? It means that there's a los asay to cut it off. So there would be malchus by the nega tzara'as. Okay, Yitzias Shabbos by malchus ikah. What about the other shtayim Shein Arba mentioned in the Mishnah, namely Yitzias Shabbos? So lav shenit nasaros misas bezin hu, kol lav shenit nasaros misas bezin ein lokan lav. You wouldn't get malchus on Yitzias Shabbos, because Yitzias Shabbos is a lav shenit nasaros misas bezin. It's something that you could be chayiv misa for if you do b'mezid. And the halach is, anything that you chayiv misa b'day adam for, if you do it b'mezid, you're not going to get malchus for. So how could our Mishnah be talking in the parsha of malchus if Yitzias Shabbos you can't get malchus? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Hachi, Koma Kamina Karabi Yishmael, Damar Lav Shanit and Lasaris Mitzvah Beis, and Lokan Lav. Ah, that's why we said our mission is going like Rabbi Yishmael. If we wanted, we could have said the mission is going like Rabbi Akiva, but we dafka wanted to say the mission is going like Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yishmael is of the opinion that a Lav Shanit and Lasaris Mitzvah Beis, then you do get malchus for. So even though you could be Chayiv Misa and Beis in 4, Yitzias Shabbos, still you're going to get malchus for. So wait a second, says the Gemara, that makes it sound like otherwise we could have said the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva. But Kashi Yedios, how are you going to answer Rabbi Akiva in terms of the Yedios Hatuma? Doesn't Rabbi Akiva say that when you know that you're Tameh and you just didn't realize that this is the Mikdash, or that this food that you're eating is Kodesh, that you're not Chayiv for Yedios Hatuma? So how could you say you're not chayiv the carbon? So how could you say the Mishnah would go like Rabbi Akiva had it not been for this issue of Lav Shanit L'Asar Shemisus Beis Din? Anyway, the Mishnah can't go like Rabbi Akiva, because when you're Ne'elam the Mikdash or Kodesh, Rabbi Akiva holds those two of the four cases of Yedios Hatuma are not something that you're going to be chayiv a carbon on. So says the Gemara, well, very simple. Lav Ramat Rabbi Shmuel Lihi L'Malkus, Rabbi Akiva Nami L'Malkus. We had the same problem with Rabbi Shmuel when it came to Shavuos. Two of the four cases of Shavuos, Rabbi Shmuel held you not chayiv a carbon. So what did we say? The Mishnah is not talking about carbon. What's the Mishnah talking about? Malchus! So Rabbi Kiva also would say the same thing. Rabbi Kiva would say, you're right, you're not chayiv a carbon if you forgot that this is a Mikdash, or you forgot that which you're reading is Kodesh. Granted, you're not chayiv a carbon. But Malchus? You are chayiv. So the Shtayim Shein Arba would be talking about Malchus. That's how we would say the Mishnah according to Rabbi Akiva, had it not been that we would run into trouble with Yitzios HaShabbos, because it's a Lav Shanit L'Asar's Mises Pezdin, and therefore you can't get Malchus on it. So, frak the Gemara, Ihachi, if it's true that the Mishnah is talking about Malchus and is not talking about a Karban, that when the Mishnah says Shtayim Shein Arba, in all of the cases, it's talking about being chayiv Malchus and it's not talking about being chayiv a Karban, Yedios Hasros mi bayurei. Why does it say Yedios? It should say Hasros. About Malchus is totally in the Hasra. It's not totally in the Yedia. It's totally in the Hasra. Hello, Kasha. Tani Yedios Tasros. Yeah, okay, so change. Have the Mishnah say Yedios Tasros. Right? Knowledge of the Hasra. Ihach ishtaim shein arba. So, but wait a second, then why is it Shtayim Shein Arba? It's really only two, because there's no Malchus unless you were reminded about the Tumah and the Kodesh, or the Tumah and the Migdash. And that's where you get Malchus, for the Kodesh and for the Migdash. Because by the Karban, I understand there could be four different cases. There's Helim Tumah Va'achal Kodesh. You forgot that you were Tumah and you ate Kodesh, and then you were reminded Helim Tumah, and then you come into the base of Mikdash, and then you're reminded Helim Kodesh, and you eat it Helim Mikdash, and you enter. So that makes sense that there are four cases. But if we're dealing with Malchus, it's really only two cases. You only get Malchus if they remind you of both the Tumah and the Kodesh. So what are the two cases? Either you're Tamei and you enter the Mikdash, or you're Tamei and you eat Kodesh. But there are no four cases. That's it. Tamei and eat Kodesh, Tamei and go into the Mikdash. And in all the cases, you were reminded and you know about it. So it should really only be two. Visu, Eshiyesh B'Yidiyah B'Tchil V'Yidiyah B'Sof, Helim B'Natayim, Halom Al-Malchus Ma'avitay. Also, the Mishnah talks about, you know about it originally, you know about it later, but in the middle, when it's actually happening, you don't know about it. Well, if you don't know that you're doing the Avera while you're doing it, then you're not Chayiv Malchus. Right? The idea of Helim only makes sense L'Gabe a Karban. You bring a Karban, when I did an Avera, I didn't realize at the time that it was an Avera, and then I realized, Ayveh, it was an Avera, so now I bring a Karban. I did the Avera B'Shogeh. But when you're not going to get malchus for an avera that you didn't realize that you were doing the avera when you did it. So what's the Mishnah talking about? It can't be about malchus. Visu hareza ba'ol v'yared. Furthermore, can't get more explicit. Mishnah says hareza ba'ol v'yared. You can tell me that's not about a karban. That's about malchus. No, that's obviously about a karban. Ella, so rather the Gemara backtracks on the whole thing. Ella, Rav Yosef, Rebbe, he, really, we are talking about a karban. We said that if we're talking about a karban, we run into trouble both the Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, you only chayv a karban on two of the Shavuos cases, not all four of the Shavuos cases, not the Shavuos about things that happened in the past, and according to Rabbi Akiva, you only get malchus on two of the Tumah cases, not all four of the Tumah cases, because you're not going to get malchus on forgetting that this is the Mikdash, or forgetting that the item you're eating is Kodesh. You're only going to get malchus on forgetting that you're Tameh when you eat Kodesh, or forgetting that you're Tameh when you enter the Mikdash. So don't you run into that problem? So says Gemara, okay, you're right, it's neither Rabbi Shmuel nor Rabbi Akiva. You know the author of the Mishnah is Rebbe, and Rebbe agrees with Rabbi Shmuel on one of those topics, and agrees with Rabbi Akiva on another one of those topics. He made this Mishnah fit into Machlokas Tanaim. In regards to Yedios Hatuma, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel that you can get Malchus on all four cases of Yedios Hatuma, right, against Rabbi Akiva. And Bishvus, Nasav like Rabbi Akiva. And he made the Mishnah go like Rabbi Akiva in regards to Shavuos, because Rabbi Akiva holds you can get Malchus on all four cases of Shavuos against Rabbi Ishmael. Amar Avashi, Amris, L'shmei Tekamed Rav Kana, V'amli, I said this to Rav Kana, and Rav Kana said to me, Lo temer Rebbe Nasav Lali B'tanayi V'lei Lo Sfirulei. Don't just say that Rebbe made the Mishnah fit with two different Tanayim from line to line. He jumped from one Tana to the other, but he himself doesn't hold that way. No, Ela Rebbe L'tamei D'nafshei Mefaresh, where Rebbe's actually giving you, you're right, it's a Machlokas Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, but he's actually giving you what he himself holds. Rebbe does not agree with Rabbi Akiva all the way, nor does he agree with Rabbi Yishmael all the way. He goes half and half. He's giving you his own real, honest to goodness shita. D'tanya, because we have a brisa. Minayin she'enu chayev elal she'ish b'yediyah b'tchilav yediyah b'sof elam b'inatayim. How do I know that you're only chayev when you knew originally that you were tameh? And you knew afterwards that you had done the avera, let's say, of going into the Mikdash. But at the time that you went into the Mikdash, you forgot that you were tameh. Tamalomar v'nelam v'nelam shnei pa'am m'div Rebbe Kiva. It's because the pasuk says v'nelam twice. That's Rebbe Kiva shita. Rebbe Omer, eino tzarech, you don't need that. Harehu Omer. From the time it says vinelam once, that implies that you once knew. You can't forget something you never knew. The word vinelam implies that you already knew. Vuhu yada hare kan shtei yedios. And then it says vuhu yada implies that there's a second time that you know. So you knew it originally that you were tamei. You knew it after you did the avera that you're tamei. When did you forget? In the middle. So imkein matam lamer vinelam vinelam. So if that's the case, so hare kan shtei yedios imkein matam lamer vinelam vinelam. So if that's the case, why does it have to say vinelam twice? Don't we already get it from the one vinelam that there are two yedios? And says gemara l'chayev al helam tuma val helam migdash. It must be that it's coming to teach me that you're chayev not only for forgetting that your tamei, but also for forgetting about the Beis Hamikdash. Whose shita is that? That's Rebbe. So you see, Rebbe disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds you're not going to be chayv karban when you forget that this is the Beis Hamikdash. You're only going to be chayv karban when you forget that you're tamei. But Rebbe says, no, the second vinelam teaches me that you're chayv karban even when you forget that this is the Beis Hamikdash. Ask Rabbi Yedios this late time in the Nafshei. Shavuos this late time in the Nafshei minelan. So good, we find that there is such a shita of Rebbe that disagrees with Rabbi Akiva in regards to Yedios HaTumah. Where do we find the shita of Rebbe that disagrees with Rabbi Ishmael in regards to Shavuos and is going to say that you can be chayv karban in all four cases of Shavuos? So it says Gemara Svarahu. It's really a Svara. And the Gemara is going to explain. Skip the parentheses. Rabbi Akiva, my time of Machayev l'sha'avar. Why does Rabbi Akiva Machayev you on a Shavua about something that was in the past? Right? Why is it that when you take a shvua that I did such and such and you didn't, why is it that Rabbi Akiva is mechayev you karban in that case? After all, the pasuk says lahara o lahetiv, which implies a future shvua, not a shvua in the past. So why does Rabbi Akiva assume that way? Tidarish ribuy umiyute. He darshins ribuy umiyut as follows. Rabbi, well, we'll see in a second how. Rabbi Nami darish ribuy umiyute. Rabbi also darshins ribuy umiyutim. And since we know that Rabbi, there are two ways to darshin the Torah in general. There's a way of darshin the Torah when the Torah says general terms and specific terms. Either you could darshin it more famously with klalu prat, and you follow the rules that we say each morning in Rabbi Shmuel Omer, or you could darshan it with riboy and miyut. Riboy and miyut is a much more expansive method of darshaning. So the Gemara says, we know Rabbi Akiva's basis for saying that you're chayiv on shvus in the past tense is based on riboy and miyut, And we know that Rebbe holds of Riboy Emil. So that's how we know that Rebbe's going to agree with Rabbi Akiva and disagree with Rabbi Shmuel in the case of Shavuos. Detanya, Rebbe Yomer b'chol podim b'chol adam chutz min ashtaros. You could do pidyon aben with any type of currency except for shtaros. You can't use contracts. V'rabbanan amri b'chol podim b'chol adam chutz min avadim shtaros v'karkos. And the Rabbanan say, no, you can't be podim aben with avadim, with shtaros, or with karka. So three exceptions. My time at the Rebbe, where does Rebbe get his shita? Darish ribu yomiyuta. He darshins ribu yomiyut. Why? Pasuk says a pidu yomi ben chodesh. Riba, that's a riboy, that's a very general statement. Berke kesef chamesha shkalim miyet. That's a very specific amount of kesef shkalim. That's a very specific statement. Tifteh chazav v'riba. That's a very general statement again. So when you have general, specific, general, riba miyet v'riba, riba kol, it comes to include everything. My riba, what does it include? Kol mili, it includes everything. But the miyut comes to say it includes everything except for one. Umay miyet, so what's it excluding? Miyet shtaros. It's coming to be miyet shtaros. If you were dashing klal or part of klal, you wouldn't exclude only one thing. You would exclude anything that's similar to the one thing that you wanted to exclude. You would exclude a category of things. The fact that we're excluding only one thing, that's because you dashing riboy miyet riboy. V'rabbanan dashi klal yuprati, and the rabbanan dashin klal yuprati. Why? Pidurim ben chodesh klal, berch kesem chamesh shkalim prat, tifteh chazru klal. Same words, right? Instead of looking at it as a riboy miyet riboy, the rabbana look at it as klal uprat uklal. What's the rule by klal uprat uklal? Klal uprat uklal, the yetadan ella ke'en haprat. That what are we including? Only things that are like the prat. So ma prat mefurish davar mitalta l'gufa mamon. Just like the prat is something that is movable and is inherently valuable. Av kol davar mitalta l'gufa mamon. So what could you do pidyon aben with? Only things that are movable and inherently valuable. Yatsu karkaos shenin metaltalin. That would exclude karkaos because karkaos are not movable. Yatsu avadim shehuk shel karkaos. It would exclude avadim because an eved has the same din as karka. And yatsu shtaros, and it would also exclude shtaros. Afal pisha metaltalin ein gufan mamon. That even though it's metaltalin, it's not gufan mamon. So basically, at the end of the day, what do you see? Rebbe darshins riboy miyet riboy. What's the basis of Rebbe Kiva's shita that you're chayiv for all four cases of shvua? It's because he darshins riboy miyet riboy. So how do I know Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Kiva about shvuas and not with Rebbe Yishmael about shvuas? Because his method of darshining fits Rabbi Akiva. Tomorrow we're going to discuss whether Rabbi in fact darshins Reboy Mir Reboy all over the place, or maybe he in fact holds Klal Pratu Klal.